Welcome on in, folks. It's the second half of Sports Talk on Wednesday, October 16th. Steve Geller, Mike Dettillier, Cullen Steele, and soon to be joined by the main man, Drew Brees, will be in town for the Saints Thursday night football matchup against the Denver Broncos. Of course, Drew getting inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame. And that was an easy pick right there for sure. And you know he's going to be, we just played that clip of him doing a little special halftime chant with all the fans.
He got to cut that down.
It's going to be tough for the folks. I'm imagining there's going to have to be like words on the screen for folks. Yeah,
exactly. You got to cut that down.
Obviously, the hype around this matchup when the schedule first came out, Mike, was obviously the Sean Payton experience back in New Orleans. And it still seems pretty fresh when Sean was here, obviously. It's not that too far removed. And I'm just curious on, in general, how do Saints fans feel about the former head coach coming back to New Orleans? I think
most people are going to boo him.
You think he's going to get booed?
Yeah.
I think that initial cheer might be there. But after that, it's like you're the enemy now.
Yeah, it's going to be a mixed bag. But I think you're going to get more boos than cheers. Because they have a lot of people, and no, I go to a few places. Man, Sean left us. You know, he left us.
I hear that too, right.
And you hear it all the time about it. And, you know, I always tell them, is this the first job you have? And they'll say, oh, no, I've worked 3 or 4 different places. Okay.
Well,
so you don't like him leaving, but you can leave. And they were like, yeah, but it's different. Oh, no, it's the same. And he sort of burned down here, so to speak.
Right.
Because you can in coaching. And then you want to move on a little bit and maybe take a look at another place and redo it there. And he's not a child of Bill Parcells, but is close. And look how many places Bill went. Parcells was like that.
Exactly.
He jumped from one spot to the next.
Just like his mentor.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you got to say, you know, he put a face on this franchise, him and Drew together, because they were the tag team champs.
No doubt, right.
They put a face on this franchise that we had never seen before. Never. Never. No, I was a kid. I sat in that stadium in year one at Tulane Stadium as a little kid, but I sat there as a little kid. Man, they didn't have anything like what Drew and Sean brought to the table. And 1 year Super Bowl, damn. And, you know, you think about 2011, they have that game in San Francisco.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
And then the Nola no call.
Boom.
There. And then you got what happened in Minnesota. You talk about crazy finishes. And, you know, it was so funny, Amy Trask, and Amy's on CBS now, and she was at one time one of the vice presidents for the Oakland Raiders. And she said, you know what the Saints under Sean Payton remind me of?
Hmm.
The Raiders of the 70s. We won one Super Bowl. One. Gotten a lot of big games.
Right.
But only one. And I think about the Nola no-call, immaculate reception. You know, I mean, there's a lot of little parallels across the board there. And she said, Mike, when you think about it, they were a good team, and yet they had some obstacles to keep them from going back to another Super Bowl. And I thought that was a good analogy because, I grew up in the 70s to watch the Raiders. And you had the Dolphins go to 3 and they win 2. You had the Steelers win 4 Super Bowls in the 70s.
Right.
And Oakland won 1 with Snake and John Madden.
Yeah, obviously with the Saints, I wasn't around town for the early years, the non-playoff, the bags on the heads, the really tough times. But I'll tell you what, Mike, I've been around for all those brutal playoff losses.
That's bad, too, because I used to always Buddy and I, we were close friends, and I'd always tell him, you built that reputation on the Saints being losers. And he said, Mike, I would give up everything for them to have won. But he said, you know, in part, you are absolutely right. You think about it, they came in existence. They got the franchise in 66, but they didn't play until 67. You got to reel this back all the way until 1986 before you have a winning season. The original owner, who owned them up to 1984, did not ever see a winning season with the Saints. Not a one.
And yet, they still have that passionate fan base that stuck with them.
Oh, that they had. Now, they would bitch about the team.
Sure.
But, you know,
they
still
listen, were there for them.
It's our team.
Yes, exactly.
You know, we allowed somebody else. No, you might get a butt whipping in that deal. And so, yeah, and you think about all those times you have Hall of Fame. Tom Fears is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was the first coach of this team. And then, you got people like J.D. Roberts. And then Hank Stram, a Super Bowl winning coach. He won. He got into two, wins one. They pulled a plug on him after 2 years, but he lost to Tampa Bay. Became the first team to lose to the Bucs. That was it for Meekum. You go and pick on.
Right.
Then Dick Nolan had it rolling a little bit, and you thought maybe they could get over the hump. Didn't work. And, you know, we saw everything. They bring in Bum. You know, and Bum had won a lot of games in Houston. He couldn't slam the door down because the Steelers were always in front of it.
Right.
But that, you know, they were respectable, but they didn't win a ton of games, and they didn't have a winning season. And then Tom Benson buys the team, and, you know, they get Jim Moore, Jim Finks, and they put respectability to this franchise. And they were really helped by the USFL a lot with Bobby coming in along with other guys. Like a Vaughn Johnson, who was in the USFL, Mel Gray, who was in the USFL. And I give Bum a lot of credit. He drafted pretty well. And then right. Jim comes in and kind of put the touch on it.
I was going to say, who gets credit for being that architect of the Dome Patrol defense?
Oh, that was Finks.
Okay.
Because he had advice from Jim Mora, go bring in Sam Mills. Sign Sam Mills. Because Sam had been cut by the Browns. Before he goes to the USFL, he had been cut. Oh, he's too small, can't play. And Mora was, I took a chance on him because I didn't know quite if that was going to be the case. But, you know, he comes in, unbelievable. And then Ricky was already here because he was picked by Bum. Vaughn had been a USFL player selection. So the USFL had to go under right. before they got Vaughn here. And then Finks picked Pat Swilling. And think about that, you know, all those guys. And once you'll never see four linebackers like that again. Never. Because you couldn't afford to pay them. In today's world, you couldn't afford to pay them at all. And so, you know, Jim Finks, you know, I'll give him credit. Him and Bob, it was a put them up moments because of Bob Cash.
Right.
You know, it was about dead presidents printed on paper. But, man, Jim did a nice job of building this franchise. And then Jim Moore was an excellent coach. Just so happens, man, you in that age of the 80s and 90s with Parcells in New York, Joe Gibbs with the then Washington Redskins.
Right, the Hogs.
And then Jimmy Johnson takes over with the Cowboys. Bill Walsh with the 49ers. Not so fast. Didn't win a playoff game.